Oh, yeah, it's on.
Welcome to The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Woog, and my glowingly beautiful bride-to-be.
Oh, Mrs. Berry.
How are you, Mrs. Berry?
Look, I'm good. I'm in a pretty foul mood.
I'm in a bad one. This episode could go one of two ways.
Yeah.
It could be really, really dark, or we could get hysterical.
I'm kind of like, I'm fine. Like, I'm literally.
I'm fine.
I'm just fine.
I'm fine.
But I'm just, it takes nothing for me, for my mind to just become thunderous and just, and yeah, I'm just.
Yeah, same. I'm in the same boat, and I think a lot of people are in the same boat because we're getting a flavour.
And yes, and I was having a think about this. I was thinking about this in the car on the way over, because I think being an adult is really about learning the light and shade. And is that the saying? Is it light and shade?
You can say whatever you want. You can make it up.
Well, dark and light, not light and dark, but that doesn't light make sense. Shade. Light and shade sounds better.
Yeah.
In terms of, you have to allow yourself to have whatever the emotions are that you're having, but then you have to let them, you know, particularly if they're bad mood or negative or down, you've then got to be able to, you've got to feel them and then let them go and keep, get back up and keep going. And I think being an adult is actually just learning how to do that.
I know. Well, you know, last week we had quite a few comments about how I got to the age of 47 and realised that I was responsible for my own happiness.
Yes.
And that sort of started a really great conversation.
Put that in front of your face, probably.
A really great conversation. And I had a look at why I have been a misery guts for a month, because I have been relying on others for my happiness. And so I thought, what makes me happy? Water makes me happy. Friends make me happy. Sunshine makes me happy. The sun was out. So I rang a friend who, the house is basically a resort, and I said, can I come and hang out and stay the night? She's like, yeah. So we had 2 days by the pool, reading magazines, ordering food in.
See, restorative.
Oh, my God. We watched a movie in bed, and then at 10 o'clock I said, I've got to go to bed. I slept. I didn't move. And I woke up at 10 the next day, which is just like literally did not move, and I went to sleep like that. So I've had that, and that I'm going to do with another friend of mine, Donna DeLancel. Yes, she also has a resort set up like house. So that's because we haven't been able to go away. So
yes.
I'm just going to put myself on people that have fancy houses.
Yes.
With pools and aircon.
And then you, you know, you are then lifting them because you're you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yes.
So then today, for example, I have gone through every single emotion possible. I've woken up with an impending sense of doom.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
My oldest son is shitting me to tears.
Well, you know, that's their prerogative, isn't it?
Yes. And then my friend Mrs. Finlayson called and said, I'm on my way to the beach. And I said, oh, I'd love to go to the beach. And she goes, I'll be there in 5 minutes. So then I cancelled the day, which was just me pondering an impending sense of doom.
Yeah, that's right.
And looking at the news and...
And just, yeah.
And I spent the day down at North Curl Curl. The water was stunning.
Ugh.
The beach was beautiful. And I just felt everything wash over me.
Yeah.
And wash away from me. And it was just get in the
ocean
water.
The ocean is a very magical, powerful thing.
And then I came home to a list of jobs I'd asked my oldest son to do, who's just left to go camping for 4 days, and he had done none of them. And so then I turned into a thunder cunt.
As opposed to a wonder cunt.
Yeah. Every single emotion. And, of course, last night I didn't get to sleep till 3 a.m., so I'm a bit tired as well. And on day two.
Guess what arrived in the mail for me today?
Your period?
No. I ordered a cup. Like a period cup. What do they call them? A juju cup. Like
moon cup.
A moon cup, yes. I ordered one. It arrived. I think it's far too big. Like I'm looking at it just going,
give it to me.
My cervix is not that long. But anyway, and I said to Rob, well, I'll use this the next time I get like a period that actually warrants it, because I've had these weird just nothing periods of like just a wipe.
Yeah. I think we talked about this last week.
We did. Yeah. Anyway, so that's fun. Wasn't that exciting? Look at that. That's what came exciting. In the mail for me.
Oh, and let's quickly touch on how's the air fryer going.
I know. So this was
We made a mistake last week. Because we
didn't talk about it enough.
We were senile. We did actually discuss it in the break and then came back on and you said, did we not talk about this? And I said, no, we did
you
talk
said
about
we
d- it.
We had.
And, we, you, and it, we hadn't.
I know.
Okay. Air fryers. Go.
So how was your week? I bought the air fryer. The air fryer now lives on my bench at home. I am very impressed with it. I have cooked frozen chips because that's the rite of passage. That's like, you know, breaking its virginity. You have to cook frozen chips in it. A treat.
Really?
It works an absolute treat. You put them in for like, it depends on what size.
The oven chips?
Yeah. Like, yeah, frozen oven chips. And
can't you just put them in the oven?
Well, this is the thing, right? The thing that, because it is essentially, it's just a little convection oven. It's not magic. It's just a little tiny oven. And so, but what
Didn't
that means
is. Did you just get
is,
a new oven?
I did, but it's very big. And it also acts like a heater. Like, so when in summer, yeah, when right. I have to use it, my entire back, because we've just got this stupid open living arrangement, it's like the whole house heats up. So, but this, you put them in the basket and you shut the thing and it just. And obviously there's a heat vent at the back, but it doesn't pump out nearly as much heat. And I think just because of its size and I don't know what else, it just
So you've made worked. Chips.
So I made chips. We did spring rolls. They were fantastic. We did Chico rolls.
So everything from the freezer section,
yeah,
basically.
It's like an homage to trans fat. Like anything with trans fat in it, it's just
Have
fantastic.
You or will you attempt a chicken in it?
I probably wouldn't bother to try a chicken in it because that just seems silly.
And gross.
I mean, it just sort of says, no, because it's like a little oven. But I have done chicken wings in it and they worked.
From
they
the freezer?
Fantastic. No, normal chicken wings that Marinate. I've got that I've then you can do this thing with baking powder that you dust the chicken wings in baking powder. And it makes them even crisp, like it makes them super crispy. And so I did some baking powder and a spice mix, like a spice rub, yep. Tossed them in that and then cooked them in three batches in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a barbecue sauce and I tossed them in the barbecue sauce. They were magic. Magic. And yes, I could totally have done all of the chicken wings in one go in the oven, but again, it's this whole thing. It's just this little unit.
I think that we might revisit this in about a month's time.
And see how I'm still using it.
Yeah.
There's something else that I've done in it that was also good. One of the things I'd like to try now is things like schnitzel, like doing like a crumbed chicken, bit of chicken or something.
Mm.
Grover's done some nugs. He's done some nuggets, but I wasn't home for that process. But apparently they
Homemade
were great.
Nugs?
No. But that's why I want to try with some chicken tenderloins or just make my own schnitzel and cook it in there and see. It's not – oh, that's what we did. We did salt and pepper tofu in it. So instead of frying it in oil, I cooked them in that and then I put them into a chili sauce that I'd made with broccolini. So if I was just having – and this is the thing, right? It's not the same. It's not like going, oh, this is how – like I'm just never frying again. I'm just going to use the air fryer. It's not – like when you fry something in oil, fat adds flavour.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Like there's a reason why fried foods are delicious. It's because they're fried. So if we were just having, say, salt and pepper tofu or squid or whatever, I would still fry it.
Yeah.
Because that's the flavour and it's beautiful. But this was then going into something that was going
to
be coated.
You're not selling
in
it to me, I've got to tell
coated
you.
Coated in a sauce.
You're
and,
not selling it to me.
And they were great. That was delicious. And my boys, like, for dinner, we had rice with a chili tofu stir fry with broccoli and they ate it. And one of the hot flushes was telling me that you just get a head of broccoli, cut it up, toss it with like a teaspoon of oil, put it in the air fryer and it like roasts broccoli. And she said her family's now, like her kids are just...
You could do that with cauliflower. Yeah. That would
oh, you could do it with cauliflower. Yeah. You could do it with anything.
Yeah.
So I am enjoying it thoroughly.
Okay.
But it's not a full replacement of anything. It's just another tool. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's revisit that in a month and see whether you think.
Yes.
What brand and model and make did you
get? I got
get?
The Philips XXL because it's the bigger unit because we have
bigger
so
units.
Many. Yeah, we're bigger units. I'm feeding big units. Yeah. And they and everything, everyone just sort of said, you've got to get the Philips one. The Philips one is the best one. But people then tell me, you know, they've had one that since before they became the latest thing. And, you know, theirs is a sort of shitty, smaller model and it's still great. I still love it.
Like Jaffles. Jaffle makers.
Yeah.
You just don't ever clean them and they just get yummier with all that mouldy cheese. I love my Jaffle maker.
Yeah. Jaffles have Jaffles a special place, I think.
Jaffles are great.
So, yeah, the air fryer, that's that. Did I talk last week about how I'm now basically a ballerina because I'm doing pilates? Did we talk about my pilates?
Oh, you know, we don't know what we talked about the last second. I don't know. Tell
so
us.
So the Pilates, I'm doing pilates. YouTube videos of a Pilates.
I do have
it. It's called Lottie with Lottie. Felix watched me do one session. He goes, yeah, get why you do this. Get why you watch her. And I'm like, oh, you're charming.
Lovely.
Yeah. She's great. She's English. She's been doing it for like, they go back like 6 years when she first started. They're hilarious. She's like, oh, my hair, I'm crashing my, she's great. So this is little. Anyway, and I'm doing them most mornings. I, of course, set myself out with the arbitrary rule of like I'm going to do it every day.
But we did talk about that last week.
Yeah,
we did.
It was
very good.
It was
a very good discussion.
And so now if I don't get, and then of course I went back to work and I'm like, well, if I don't get to do it, don't. Just do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, don't now not do it because, oh, I missed a day. So I'm still doing it. I'm 2 weeks in. So that's virtually now a lifelong habit. That's that. I went back to work. I got my inbox down from 2,500 to zero.
I still haven't opened mine. And you know, I said last week I was going to open it.
You were going to go through it
I
last
still
week.
Still haven't opened it.
Oh.
And now it's like.
Think of all the sale deals that you've missed out on.
Oh, I just. I just can't. I can't.
Why don't you just go select all and delete and just start?
What happens if there's important things there? Like,
well, they'll ring you or they'll email you again. If it's that important, they'll contact you again.
But that's how we miss out on ballet concert tickets 1 year.
Okay, so it's January the, I don't know, 11th. I don't think there's going to be ballet concert tickets yet.
No.
Speaking of concerts, vaguely, sort of this is a very tenuous segue. Remember I was telling you I was going to the theatre?
The theatre. The theatre.
I went to the theatre. The Roslyn Packer Theatre, which is part of the Sydney Theatre Company.
I was going to say really something unkind about the Packer women, but I'm not going to.
No. No. Because clearly they threw some money at the arts and let's just and appreciate that.
It doesn't matter what you look like.
Anyway, we went to see The Picture of Dorian Gray. It was the last night that it was on. It was the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. Like, I feel like I actually saw something historic. Like, people will say, you know, The Picture of Dorian Gray with Erin Jean Lovett in, you know, in that season was the most remarkable piece of, one of the top 10 pieces of Australian theatre. It was.
See, I'm more of a stand-up girl.
It's
Carrie
nothing,
Fisher. Oh, my gosh, she was
it's
so
like
funny.
Nothing I've ever. It's like. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. It was just one her. It was just her, and she played every character, and it had multimedia components like parts that had been filmed before. And she just, I have never seen. She did not. Her energy did not dip once at all. She was 110% the whole thing.
How many days? How many times a day does your energy dip?
Oh, I would say about out of every 5 minutes, every fourth. How many times do you think in the last, like, couple of, like, so I went back, I was in the office last week from Monday to Wednesday, and then every day since then I've had to have a lie down. Even today. And I was going to work in the office and then there was the whole ridiculousness this morning when I went for my shrink appointment, walked in and his PA was like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, fine. When am I meant to be here?
Next week?
No, it was because, you know, we do a four weekly rollover and I had just in my calendar just done the 4 weekly rollover from last year. Of course, not doing the that ends. Last year ends and then we start 2021. And I do now recall her telling me that my first appointment was the 1st of February. I just never managed to parlay that into being within my calendar system.
Something I really want to talk about, and you said you kind of wanted to talk about too. It's not necessarily a pleasant thing, But this afternoon, I emerged from the ocean like the goddess that I am. And I lay down on my towel. I just flew in
from the windy city. The windy city is mighty pretty, but it ain't got what we've got down here in Little Gut.
I don't know where that came from. Anyway, so I've stormed up the beach as gracefully as I can. And I lay down on my towel and I got a sharp chest pain. And I looked at Mrs. Finlayson. I said, "Do you ever get really just sharp chest pains?" She goes, "If it's on the left and moving up your face, it's a chance you're about to have a heart attack." Yeah. And I was like, thank you. Tell an anxious person that.
Yeah, reassuring.
And I was just
going, "Can you smell toast?"
And then she's like, "You just tell me if it gets worse." And I'm there going, "Oh, it's a bit sore." And it was just sort of under my boob and my rib.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's where your heart is. But anyway. And then I burped and farted and then I felt fabulous, which leads me to a discussion I want us to have on inexplicable gas, heart attack, indigestion and why it increases as we get older.
Yeah. Look, not to shame anyone, but not shame, that's a bad word, but
I think that's just water.
I have an elderly person who I live with whose trumpet bum is like no other. And Felix has once commented that she could toot from the top of the stairs to the bottom, just keep going, like all the way. And I always thought, why is she so windy? And now I'm like, oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. And I literally had it on my list to talk to you about today.
I know. Well,
why? Why are we so windy?
I can tell you why. The longer food sits in your system, the more gas-producing bacteria build up, causing abdominal discomfort. You also produce more gas as you age due to the slowing down of your metabolism and the slowing down of movement of the food through the colon. Yeah, even the intestinal tract naturally slows down over time. Add it to the list.
Add it to the list.
I mean, this is another thing that I
didn't know
about.
How can we push it all through faster down there?
Metamucil, I think. but again, like it's another thing that no one has told us about.
No.
Farty. You get gassy. And gassy.
I mean, we knew that old people are gassy because they are.
Yeah, but why?
Old people always fart. But we're not old. I'm like 49.
I'm 47.
Oh, no, maybe I'm only 48. No, what year is it?
2001. No, 2021.
Oh, yeah, I'm 48. Yeah, I'm 49 at the end of this year.
Yeah, so that's another thing that they don't tell you, young whippersnappers out there.
You know what else has made me more – I've been more gassy since I've been taking that stomach cement that I have to take, as well as my pancreatic enzymes, that other one, because the pancreatic enzymes weren't doing it. So now instead of shitting myself, I could probably power a small, like, power station.
Well, you know how I used to love a chocolate milkshake?
Yes.
Can't have it anymore.
Why?
Just makes me shit.
Oh.
And you know how, like, I love a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
It takes me 20 minutes to eat one now, otherwise I get heartburn.
Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair. You need to be able to shove a cheeseburger down in 3 bites.
I had one today after my mini heart attack at the beach. And it took – I had to chew it so slowly and just to monitor the fact that I was going to have an indigestion attack. I'm over it. I'm fucking done, Kim.
Yeah, that's not great. Yeah. So, yeah, now we're farty.
Farty. Weird periods. Sweaty, cranky, moody.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the hot flush.
Yes. I hope you're nodding along with us and not thinking, God, these
girls. It's quite funny. After I yelled at the group about being just bitchy old women on earlier in the week, that now we're not actually being that bitchy. We're just talking about, you know. But yeah, I'm just not really partaking in the Facebook page at the moment because I'm a little bit cranky.
Why is that?
You know how when you have a parent, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Oh yes.
I just feel like
that's not me and my son today. I said, I'm fucking angry. I am fucking angry with you.
I just want that page to really be alive and full of advice and sharing experience. And I feel people, I feel that sometimes that then gets quite hard to manage when the group's so big. And then, and I understand that when hotties feel such a connection and such an affiliation to the page, that it almost becomes that then they start to share things on that page that
that's
they should
irrelevant.
Just, that's irrelevant.
Put things on
and
your
it
own
should
page.
Be on your own page. Yep. And if you're starting to form connections with individuals
off.
On the hotties page, and you want to like friend them,
yeah. And we've had beautiful then, stories of friendships that yeah. have come out. Like,
oh, and I think there was a Canberra meetup.
Yeah, and so the clutches, you know.
I'm being quite. Great. I'm just being quite brutal, dear hotties. And if you're putting something up on the Hot Flush page that really doesn't relate to
us as a group,
us and what we're going talk through. About and what we're going through, I'm going to take it down.
Yeah.
And if you, if you're just. And the other thing was, I think because you and I really do try to find and have a nuanced discussion around things in life and what's happening with either a relationship or a friendship or a, you know, a parenting thing. We try and do the, you know, try and have a nuanced discussion around that. I'm kind of getting zero tolerance for people putting up a post that is really just
irrelevant,
or just an absolute spray about their partner or their kids, or that's not recognizing, that's not looking deeper. Mm. You know, that they're just like, and it's like, no, workshop this before you come here, and then go
or talk to your friends
or talk to your friends.
Talk to your friends.
And then I know a lot of people, I've not explained that well, because I know a lot of people are now just going to be going, but that's the point. Like, we're meant to be able to come to the Hot Flush page and say, my husband's really pissing me off. What should I do?
No, use your real friends.
And it's like, no, that's not really what it's for. It's, this is an ongoing thing. This is what I've been dealing
advice.
With.
Advice. This is like, what would
anyone
you do?
Had experience in this similar vein? It's not about bashing your partner, metaphorically, obviously. Like, it's not about... this is about, I'm really struggling with this part of my life,
mm-hmm.
or with this relationship, and I think this is what's going on for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone else in this similar boat?
Yes.
And then you have the discussion.
Yes.
You don't just come in with a, my kids are fucked or my husband's an asshole.
Yes, there's so many pages for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, it's just not going to become that sort of page.
No.
It's not – it's just not.
No.
And I'll continue to be the hashtag prefect to ensure that it doesn't.
You've got in your notes Virgin River. Now, I've heard this more than once. I've heard you have to watch Virgin Mirror. And that's like everyone, you have to watch Bridgerton. You have to watch Bridgerton?
Bridgerton.
That's the school, Bridgerton.
Yes.
It's the knives.
So I watched Bridgerton – and I can understand why you would get into it.
Because you want to that
no,
man.
No, I'm too – no, that doesn't
– you're joking. No. You don't think he's sexy.
Oh, yeah, he is. But I don't feel that – I don't go like that anymore, like for in movies and stuff. Like I'm not like – not in something like that. I'm just like –
he
well,
sure knew how to please a lady.
I just – I know – and look, this is where – this is – I know this is where my head is at the moment.
Don't forget,
as to
she's
why.
Nearly on fiance, so she's got the love bubble.
It's, you know, like I know that it is – I feel like these shows the wealth and the opulence of it, there's no – it's not portrayed in – there's not a bigger picture. There's not – it's not put into perspective. It's just this sort of ludicrously wealthy little
– Does it have to be?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
And so you can – and that's fine. But for me, I just watch it and just go, this is just like obscene. I know, right?
But you watched it.
I watched the first episode.
Oh, okay.
And maybe a half of the next episode.
Well, that's like Bump. I didn't get into it. But we talked about this last week.
I started to watch Bump and I quite liked it.
Okay.
I
was watching it with the boys. Let's talk about Virgin River.
So, okay.
Is that opulent?
No.
Is it set in Days of Yore?
No. Virgin River is set in Upper like far north California, I can't tell you how bad it is. It's just terrible. Basically, it's Dawson's Creek for sad adults. That's what the review in The Guardian called it. Dawson's Creek for sad grown-ups.
So you think that's terrible, but you're addicted
so
to it.
It's so terrible. And I just hate watch it the whole time. And it's just, it's literally like, it's literally like scenes unfold and it's almost like when it starts, you just, it's almost like they have, you know that game where you wear the word on your head and then you have to guess what character, you ask people what character you are. It's like that. You just sort of like, well, he's the love interest. Oh, she's the, you know, heartbroken, broken nurse practitioner. They don't call her a nurse. She's a nurse practitioner and midwife. And every time they refer to her, they go, this is Mel. She's the new nurse practitioner and midwife. Like that's, it's hilarious. And then there's
there's
the irascible old town doctor, Doc Vernon. And then there's Hope, the town mayor. And then there's the woman who's the town, like the head town gossip. And then there is actually an incredibly gorgeous black guy who works in Jack's bar. Jack is the love interest. And Jack and his name is, no, not Prophet.
I'm giving you a 30-second wind-up.
Something. Anyway, it's just – it's based on books. There's a whole series of books, which I think is like Sweet Valley High for middle-aged women, really.
Really?
I think that's what it is.
Mills and Boone.
And it's just it's so –
so who's the virgin out of the Virgin River?
No, it's the Virgin River is the river. Like that's the setting. Like it's Virgin River.
And like then, Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. And right. then, you know, the town over is the Clare River and then there's another town and oh my God, it just, it goes on and it's just so bad. It's so clunky. Oh, and then almost every episode has like public health messages. So the first episode was about, you know, postnatal depression and then the second episode was about heart attack and eating healthily and then healthy eating and then the third, like it just got, and then there's an episode about diabetes. I mean, it just... I can't tell you. It is like TV. It's like, you know, a TV guide for idiots.
And scene.
Yeah. Two series. Third series has been confirmed. It's just.
When I said scene, that means shut up.
No, I guess you have. To,
it's you have just, a separate podcast for this.
It's a mindless, just, it's just great.
So far you haven't sold me on the air fryer or Virgin
you
River.
You just have to watch it. It's just so terrible.
I'll give it one episode.
No, you need to sort of give it – yeah, okay, yeah, you could just give it one and I can guarantee you'll give it one and you'll just go, that was such
– rubbish.
Rubbish. And then you'll just find yourself in the kitchen making a cup of tea just going – so I wonder what – oh, because the other thing
no,
is –
no, Kim. No.
Just last thing.
No, last thing.
They have – they all have – because of the troubles and the – you know, they all do these flashbacks. And so they literally stop and stare off and then the flashback starts. It's just gold.
Can we stop now?
Yeah, that's done. We're done.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back
– yes.
One of our new segments, for fuck's sake – has turned into quite the conversation on the Facebook page. So we're going to go through a couple of your for fuck's sakes. Some of them are warranted, some of them are not. So ooh. We will see you after this short ad break. And we're back. And yes, I have been flat and I've worked out why it was.
Yes.
Because I haven't had much sleep and my son anger-raged me to a point that...
Yes.
Yeah.
Your son let you down.
Yeah.
It's and okay to be angry when someone lets you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's drained me, but I'm back.
You're back, baby. Should we just record the whole first half again?
Yeah, no. You got to feel the feels, accept the feels and let them go, darling.
Light and shade.
Light and shade. What are we talking about this afternoon? We're talking about for fuck's sake. My for fuck's sake goes out to my oldest son because for fuck's sake, you just don't get it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
What's your for fuck's sake?
I don't know. I'm really,
Wednesday was a big day for me watching what was going on at the Capitol Hill.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was a bit actually, of a... do you know what? I think that's probably what's knocked the wind out of my sails.
Yes. And a lot of people.
And also the upcoming Australia Day and the ongoing, debate around that day. I don't understand. I do understand why people are very attached to it. I think they need to actually grow up and educate themselves
On why that
with
might
an
be.
Open mind rather than thinking that these things are some sort of personal slight. So that we can actually have a much more – we can have a proper discussion around it, and we can actually even come to realise that what that day needs to be versus what we want it to be. And then if we need to have some chest-thumping, you know, Aussie Pride Day, let's find another time and another place. So I think that stuff, all of that social welfare, human kind.
I keep getting stuff. Messages. Sorry, I've drifted off again. Hello, this is Wig.
Were you forgetting to listen?
For the details of the air conditioner you recently acquired and are happy with, my lovely boss is suffering from the heat and needs a recommendation for something that works. I probably get about 15 requests. So before the end of this, I'm going to go and take a photo and put it up on the Hot Flush Facebook.
What a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I think that's my for fuck's sake is that people reach a point where they did what they did on last week in the US. And also I think my for fuck's sake is that we are still having this debate around Australia Day. It
will never end. Becky, I love a good car parking one. People who reverse out of a park in front of you are forced to do a 3-point turn because of their dickhead driving skills, holding you up from picking up your takeaway dinner that you ordered because it's above 30 degrees and your perimenopausal body couldn't handle cooking. For fuck's sake. Totally with you, Becky.
Oh, well.
You want to choose one?
Oh, I'm going to choose one? Okay.
Lisa went to the doctor with a blocked ear. She managed to rupture my eardrum with her new tool. Oh, then Jesus. Got an infection. Now look like fucking Dumbo. Can't hear, can't sleep. Screw 2021 already. Also went for a beach holiday for a week. Saved up for a year, single mum, and it fucking rained. Seriously. It just cost me a fortune to entertain the kids. Happy New Year. Yeah, that's... I feel you. Oh, that would be a bad one.
Beverly says, partner is struggling with wearing masks and won't go out or do anything and is forcing me to make all the decisions. We had a discussion earlier. If he was an animal, his tail would be firmly tucked between his legs.
Yeah, no, that's not on.
No.
He needs to do his bit. Sally, 3 days Brisbane lockdown was announced on Friday. My 80-year-old mum slips at the servo, cracks her head open. I spent 4 hours in emergency sitting outside because of COVID. And to add insult to injury, once I got her home and then got myself home, my period arrived after 4 months. Hashtag for fuck's sake. That's bad.
Oh, God, someone talks about dogs. Just no. No. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are talking about COVID shutdowns. And I think the people that I feel the most for are situations where it's a new baby.
Yeah, so
or
like
someone is passing away.
Janine, I want to see my daughter.
Yeah, and
a grandbaby.
In
Victoria, like everyone else, I haven't seen them since March. I can't fly. There's no flights to Avalon yet and they live in Colac. With my daughter is... about 8 months pregnant with bub number two and I just miss them. Look.
I know.
Gooseys.
And like if there's a family member who's really sick. I mean, I feel for people who are, you know, have had a holiday booked or are catching up with friends or family they haven't seen for 100, you know, years or... But I think when those things are really timely, like it's a new baby or, a funeral or someone's about to pass away. Like that to me, that's what... sort of slays me. Gay says, I don't know where to start. Weight gain, no sleep, back to work, wearing a mask like a good girl, daughter getting married in February and time is running out for me to get everything done. Do you know what? Just stop.
Stop it.
Just stop.
Delegate. I can't do it. Yeah. We take on too much. Yeah. This is our problem.
Just delegate. You are going to get to that day and fall over in a heap.
And you're going to enjoy it.
Do you know, can I tell you, I promise.
She's got pointy finger out.
I promise I'm not, this is not going to become, you know, the Kim and Rob wedding show. But
there's going to be a separate podcast for that.
But we've spent the, you know, there's just been a lot of discussion in the last week around, you know, what we're going to wear and how we're going to do it. Are we going to do it at home? Are we going to do it at a venue? What are we going to do? And one of our hotties, Vicky Finch, is a caterer who I've known. She's an amazing chef and she has been a chef for ever and a day. She's also a good egg. She's taught at TAFE and she's taught special needs kids at TAFE and she's a good egg. Anyway, she came over and then I kind of had a bit of a meltdown. And it wasn't a meltdown. I was just getting tense, you know. And Rob said, what's going on? And we had a big chat about it. And I said, what I want is to marry you. All of this other stuff is making me hot and not in a good way. I just want us to get married. And I just want to have friends over to see us get married. And I don't want any of the other fuss. And it just totally reset I'm like, no. I'm not going to get a dress. I've got an outfit that I want to wear. I'm just going to wear that.
Good.
It's not a big deal. And Vicky's going to help. Like Vicky's going to do some of the catering. And we're going to have it at home. And it's just a party. We've got a playlist that we're just going to play through the speaker.
Is it going to be all obscure things that I don't know and I can't dance?
No, we're going to have like big band sort of swing, just playlist off Spotify that we love.
Okay, good. Can I dance to that though?
Yeah. Oh, I reckon it'll reach a point where someone will just go,
that's enough.
But let's break out the,
I think we might have a forefront runner at the moment, Lisa. Two broken arms.
Oh, no. Lisa. Are they her broken arms?
They're her broken arms. She fell over while walking.
Oh, Lisa, I'm sorry. I'm laughing with you, not at you.
Oh, you poor thing.
I don't even know. What do you do? How do you do? What do you do now?
Everybody's jumped in and said, like, where are you? What can we do? And Bernadette said, oh, man, that's the biggest for fuck's sake ever. Imagine having two broken arms. And she's put a photo up and they're both in casts up to her elbow. Walking the dog, slipped over and broke both her arms.
Do you know what? She sits on that couch. She watches the two seasons of Virgin River. She moves on to 30 Rock. She starts watching from beginning to end. And then Schitt's Creek. You can alternate like you and I do with Schitt's Creek.
Still doing that.
Yeah, and 30 Rock. And you get a bell. You get a bell.
Linked to your toe.
And you just tinkle it whenever you need something to eat.
But imagine wiping your ass.
Oh,
imagine like just everything.
Imagine, oh, God, does she have to get someone to wipe her ass?
She would have to.
Oh.
I can go on. But she has a lot of support on the page. Could you give us a shout out to all of us in Brizzy who have been taken by surprise by the lockdown imposed by a cleaner in a hotel quarantine guy? Well, you're out now, so let's move on. Well done. Okay, here's one. Jess. Hubby has a job offer in England and wants us, me, immunocompromised.
Oh, immunocompromised.
2.5-year-old and himself immunocompromised to move over there. The job would involve a lot of travel to Europe and I'm not on board. Jess, I'm not on board either. You're not to go.
Wait, is it a permanent move?
Yeah.
No, you go. What an adventure.
Really?
Yeah. What a fucking adventure.
Did you just say that one in two people in the UK have COVID?
Yeah, that's not going to last forever.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on that
They're much further ahead with vaccination campaigns over there. She's going to be over, like she'll be in the UK. Like what an adventure. He goes off to work in Europe. She can just
get some good life insurance and go for it. But it was split down the middle. Of what she should be doing. Justine, I start a 5-day sugar detox tomorrow. No alcohol since New Year's Eve, no wine, no chocolate. what could possibly go wrong? Possibly you'll feel a lot better, sleep better, have a lot of headaches for a while.
Yeah.
And it will probably be good for you. I have no intention of ever doing that.
I couldn't give up fruit.
I had a mango yesterday.
Yeah.
That was – it was like angels were pissing on my tonsils.
I know.
Oh, that Mrs. Goodman.
It's one of the only good things about summer, as well as something like that gorgeous breeze at the moment.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Well, you know,
stone fruit.
The oldest one cherries. Works at the best fruit shop in Sydney. Yes. Shout out to Topline Fruit at East Linfield. And on the last day of work on Christmas Eve, he came home with two trays of the most stunning stone fruit.
Oh.
And five big bunches of Christmas bush because they didn't sell it all.
Oh, I love Christmas bush. I don't feel like, how are we going to top that? Well, we don't need to top it, but you know. Oh my God, Oscar's pinging me every 3 seconds. He now sends me the message that he wants to hear from me. So now he pings that on my way home. But it's for me to be telling him that, yes, I'm on my way home. This is not great radio, is it? Really not sort of.
No, I like it. I like hearing about enough said.
Monique says, don't get an ALIF and then PLIF a week later. Both form, oh my God, both are forms of spinal fusion on three discs. Don't do it when you have kids. Don't do it during school holidays.
Oh my
the
God.
Amount of pain is crazy, and if you manage to escape it by sleep, your crotch fruit will wake you often to tell you vital things like their score in their computer game, that they are having pasta for dinner, etc. I'm just so over it and expected a lot more grandmother support, but it seems she thought it would be a great timing to start fostering a baby. So not taking my school-aged child for a week or three often. All right, 1 week so far. Then comments on how stressed my husband is after I was made to visit for Christmas. She got shitty because I slept most of the day, as I have since getting it done 5 weeks prior to Christmas, and then causing severe back pain getting into our four-wheel drive to go home. Everything about the op sucked most, especially them stuffing up the pain relief after both operations.
Monique, get in touch with Lisa. Go to one of those like medical hotels.
Yes, yeah. That's just terrible. All right.
Oh, I love this one, for fuck's sake, America. Am I an awful person for laughing at the guy who invaded the Capitol building with a taser in his pants and pocket and then had a heart attack when he went off?
Do we reckon that's real or do we reckon it's just an urban myth?
I think it's an urban myth, but it's a great one.
Kerry had to – oh, they had to say goodbye to their faithful 14-year-old Labrador cross this morning.
I really – yeah, it's so hard when you have a pet for so long and then the house is so different when they're gone.
Yeah.
It's just – I mean, you know, Isabel Barbara.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if she wasn't here.
Imagine if
fucking she's spastically mental whenever –
Don't use that word.
I know. I just
fucking just came out.
Uppercut myself.
I know.
Did you see my face?
I did see her face. It literally came out of her mouth and she just looked at me and went – Oh, fuck, why did I say that?
Oh, God, I feel dreadful. But she just goes...
mental. Well, we're not allowed to say that either.
She's exuberant with excitement.
Yes, her exuberance is voluminous.
To the extreme.
Yeah.
Sorry
about
that.
And very high-pitched.
That was not cool.
It wasn't cool. We both had a slip there. Apologies. You would probably all know that... If anyone who shuts that down.
We've both got children with special needs, so yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you looking forward to, Kim?
I'm getting a haircut this week.
Yes.
Very excited about that.
I had mine done last week.
Oh, yeah, you did too. Mm. Nice colour.
Thank you.
And that's about it. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, that's about it.
I'm just trying to do something nice every day. Tomorrow I'm having brunch with a friend who's up from the South Coast.
Nice.
On Wednesday, we haven't decided whether we're going to go back to the beach, depending on the weather, but I do have to take Mrs. Finlayson shopping, and she hates shopping.
Right.
Like, she hates shop. Like, it's her idea of hell. But she needs to get stuff, so I said, as part of her birthday present.
Yes.
I will offer my services for the day. I've also make a purchase for her during the
day. Yes,
but so there's that.
Sure, she needs she needs a new work wardrobe.
She just hates shopping. Some people do. I used to love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind it.
This year I've just bought hardly anything apart from my
– Well, we're only 11 days in.
Oh. Last year, apart from my sequin colours and patty suit.
Yes.
I bought bugger all.
Yeah.
I got that painting.
True.
I did.
I'd rather get a painting than clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still have to come over and hang your painting.
I know.
That you've gifted us.
We need the brisket.
Oh, yeah. Like that. I do.
Are you
going to
do that in the air fryer?
No. That would be criminal. Mm. No, it has to be done on the barbie.
Okay, sorry we're a bit flat this week.
Yeah.
Not our finest.
Bit hot.
Feedback is always welcome. Please go and subscribe and rate. And thank you to our brand new Patreons who joined this week. We are sending special love out to you. You have a great week. And as we like to say,
just keep plucking.